I just want to thank all our sponsors, Yossi and all the Chevra, Anonymous. Everybody for coming, and to thank you, of course, to David. Tzitzkul Mitzvahs, Bracha, Ratzlacha, V'chol Mili D'Meitav. It's really the Shvizin of Yosef. And tomorrow night would have been more appropriate for David to host a Shvizin for his name. But the good news is that it's Tzudis Dovah Malka Mashiach. So with that, it's the Shpizin de Yosef, and it's the Suda of David, so it's a Yichud of Yosef and David, the son of Malchus, and it's a Chasha Bazaar. The Yid HaKadosh, the Yid HaKadosh, Chutz HaYagin Aleinu, the Yid HaKadosh M'Shischa, of Yaakov Yosef M'Shischa. As we mentioned last week, it's a gold mine. Tishrei is a gold mine of not just Yom Tovim, but also Yortzit of Tzadikim. Levon Agoyin also, same day, Yid HaKadosh. Every Selga Tzadik is a world, and we're just passing through and touching mamash, a little glimpse on a life, on a big or which came into the world. And the Yid HaKadosh was a very unique Tzadik, a very, very unique Tzadik. When we speak about Pshischa, we speak about the Yid HaKadosh. This is the Geza, of course, the famous Talmud Yid HaKadosh, although he had many great, great Talmidim, Rabbanim from Pshischa, Mamshech in his Derech. We mentioned when we spoke about the Rabbunim, we mentioned the story that when there was a machlekes against Rabbunim and the Tzaddikim were didn't know about the kashrus of a Tzaddik Rabbunim, so the Abderav, who was the deciding Tzaddik on that inyan of Rabbunim, so he asked the son of Yachmiel, one of the sons of the great sons of the Yid HaKadosh of Yachmiel, he said, "Tell me, what did your father think about Rabbunim?" So he said that my father, Yid HaKadosh, said that he gave different Yerushas to his different Talmidim, but my heart, that I gave to Rabbanim. As soon as he heard that, Mipi Rabbi Yachmiel, his son, it ended all the controversy against, meaning what decided Rabbanim was the heart of the Yid HaKadosh. To know the Yid HaKadosh, the Chidushim of the Yid HaKadosh, the Yid HaKadosh was a Talmud of the Chayzer from Lublin. And in the lifetime of the Chayzer from Lublin, he made him a Rebbe, which was a very big Chiddush, that in his lifetime he should practice as a Rebbe, despite the fact that the Chayzer was still alive. But that was what the Chayzer wanted. He wanted that he should be a Rebbe. But that whole parsha created a controversy. Exactly, was the Yid HaKadosh a Talmud of the Chayzer? Was he now, you know, competing with the Chayzer? A lot of machlekes ensued because of this. And the tzaddikim weren't oimid on the das of the Yid HaKadosh and the Chayzer from the whole parsha. I forget which tzaddikim that there was a conversation about. They had a conversation. One said to the next, "Please tell me the nekudas ha-machlekes between the Chayzer and Yid HaKadosh." And he said, the response was, is that you're not right to understand, or it's not chayich to be megala such a thing. We're talking about daki sinyonim in avodas Hashem. One of the hallmark avodas of the Yid HaKadosh was that he was one of the very first tzaddikim who was machadesh davening shachas late zmanim. There was like no zmanim by the Yid HaKadosh, and that was one of the reasons. There were other reasons why there was a machlekes against him, but for one reason is because the zmanim were completely lemalim in zman, which is very interesting because Yid HaKadosh himself was an ish halacha, and he was known for his ga'inus. Meaning, although all the talmid b'shem tov and the talmid talmidim were very, very great ga'inim in their own right, the Yid HaKadosh was respected by all of the Mesnagdim for his Goyenis Atar. And the Chidush HaRim considered himself to be a Talmud not just of the Kutzker, but a Talmud of the Yid HaKadosh. And he said many things about the greatness of the Yid HaKadosh. He said that every Tzaddik had a way that he was master himself, that he wore a Levush which concealed his greatness. For example, the Chayzer from Lublin, he concealed himself. We're competing with another Baba Monka? There was that's right. The Vilna Goyen is over there, and the other guy is over there. So the Yid HaKadosh, he was, for example, the Chayzer was master himself with all of his maifsim. He did so many maifsim, it flowed like water in his house. Every tzaddik had a way that he was master his goyness. He was master his godless with all of his learning. His learning was a way that he was master himself. Also, he was a tremendous, tremendous Baal Tzedaka. That was like his mitzvah. He said, every single Jew has to have a mitzvah, which is his mitzvah. You say about that, that's your mitzvah. He said, for me, my mitzvah is the mitzvah of Tzedaka. Why? Because Stam mitzvah in the Gemara, whenever the Gemara mentions Stam mitzvah, it refers to Tzedaka. So he said, for me, I took Stam mitzvah. What's Stam Aveira in the Gemara? Stam Aveira in Chazal is Pekam Bris. So he said, my two mitzvahs, which I do, as I'm Kedusha, Kedusha's a Bris, because that's Stam Aveira, and Stam mitzvah is Tzedaka. Which is a chiddush, because he was such a masman in Torah, and it was davening was incredible. We send about other tzaddikim that, for example, the Sraf from Strelitz and other tzaddikim, that they used to say goodbye to their family before every shacharis, because they don't know if I'll ever see you again. You know, those tzaddikim, he was in that chevra, that he would say goodbye to somebody, I don't know if I'll ever see you again, you should have a good life, Hashem should take care of you. That was every day before shacharis, that was what he did. Every day. But he said, my inyan is tzedakah. And he gave away so much tzedakah. Unbelievable how much tzedakah he gave away. Already when he was 6 years old, actually, before we talk about 6 years old, we have to talk, why is he called the Yid HaKadosh? The Jew, the Holy Jew, the Yehudi HaKadosh. So the Amshon of a Rebbe from it says the Amshon of Artsus Abris. I'm wondering if that's my Rebbe's Rebbe. My Rebbe had two Rebbe's. One was his Rebbe from the Stachina Rav, the Minchas Yehuda from Stachin. And after the Ptir of the Stachina Rav, so he was a Talmud of the Amshon of a Rebbe from America, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak. Says here in the name of the Admor Me'anshon of Artsus Abris. I'm assuming that's him. So he said five reasons why the Yid HaKadosh was called the Yid HaKadosh. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak. First reason was because that was the name of the Chayza. Chayza also, the Yaakov Yitzchak. So that they shouldn't call him his Rebbe's name, so they called him the Jew. Yid. Second reason was because he would say a lot of pilpul. He was such a goyin in Torah that he would say a lot of pilpulim. But he never quoted himself. He would say, I heard from a Yid. So he said, I heard from a Yid. So they called him the Yid HaKadosh because they knew it was really him. So they said, I heard from a Yid. So they called him the Yid. Another reason was because he once, when he met Eliyahu HaNavi, so the Eliyahu HaNavi appeared to him as a guy. So since he appeared to him as a guy, so he said to him, are you a Yid? So since the Eliyahu HaNavi called him a Yid, because the Eliyahu was dressed up as a guy, so that's why they called him the Yid. So the Eliyahu HaNavi called him a Yid.
Are there other people here that understand the story that were able to, like, how does that story...
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a kasha. Another reason was because the tzaddikim said that he had the neshama of Mordechai Yehudi. Since he had the neshama of Mordechai Yehudi, so he was called also the Yehudi. The most famous reason was because he said about himself, the Sasemis brings this, he said about himself, every day in my Avodas Hashem, I have such an aliyah, like I go from being a goy to being a yid. That's about every single day. He went from a goy to being a yid. That's how much he was Nisal.
When did he live?
He lived in the 1800s. He was a Talmud of the Chayza, you know, mid-1800s. Five reasons. When he was 6 years old, already they were able to see his greatness. His father was also a known tzaddik and a very well-respected Talmud Chacham. So every night he would sneak out of the house and he would go to the Beis Medrash. His father followed him one night secretly, and he came and saw him come into the Beis Medrash. As a six-year-old child, every single night he would sneak into the Beis Medrash without telling his parents. And he saw that he came into the Beis Medrash, and he sat in front of the Aron Kodesh. And b'hishtapchus hanefesh, every single night he would cry out from Tehillim Nun Aleph. He would say, Leif tohar berli lakim v'roch nocha chadish b'kiri. Haste panecha mechatoa v'chulavenes mechei. He said, oyvei, oyvei, ki pshoya ani eidah, my sins, my sins. He's a six-year-old kid. Pshoya ani eidah, v'chatoa sinek disomen, all of my averes. Hours, he would say hours like that, every single night in front of Baruch Hashem. It's no wonder that Hashem opened up the whole universe to him. Hours and hours, like David HaMelech used to do. In fact, he said about himself three things. The Chiddush Yoreim said, the Yid HaKadosh said about himself three things. And that his Einiklach, that his Yichus, they could be mispire about his that they come from him. Three things about himself. What were the three things that he said you can praise yourself because of these three malas for me? What are those three things? He says, from the moment that I was oimid al daiti, that's an expression with tzaddikim, is like that they reach a certain dagger. Miyoim amdi al daiti, says the shem havaya never left my eyes. I mean, I was able to see shem havaya always. That's one thing you can boast about me. Of course, this was all a hester because there are many things you can boast about me. That's another way of tzaddik. Two, he said the second thing is that I can, if I want, I can give nevuas with the words koyam arasham. I could be a navi. He said I can be misnavi with koyam arasham. But you're not right. The door is not right for me to be a Navi. That was the second thing he said. The third thing he said was that with the koyach of my pilpul, with the koyach of my Torah, I could be mevata gzeira zayin shana. I mean, 70 years of gzeira, I could be mevata with my Torah. That's what he said. And the Chiddush Rishonim said that just to speak about, and we spoke about tzaddikim, every tzaddik has a different skula sanafesh. So he said to speak about the Yad HaKadosh is a skula for Yerushalayim. After all that said and done, the school of the year of the Kaddish is Yerushalayim. The Chiddushim said about him as well, he says, like Rabbi Akiva was an Eloi amongst the door of the Tanoim, like he was the greatest, that he stuck out in the door of Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva was the greatest. So to the Yid HaKadosh stood out in the door day of so many tzaddikim, the Yid HaKadosh stood out amongst all those tzaddikim. In fact, once the son, I think Rabbi Yamin, the son of the Yid HaKadosh once came to the visioner after the p'tir of his father. He became a chassid of the visioner. So the visioner went to ask him, he said, so how old was your father when he passed away? He's 48 years old, the Yid HaKadosh, when he passed away. He says, he was only 48 years old. So he was the youngest of all the tzaddikim and the greatest of all the tzaddikim also. Not only was the greatest, he was also the youngest of them. The Chiddush Rishonim said, I have complete faith that when the Yid HaKadosh smoked his lulka, when he smoked his pipe, that he was machavin the same kavanas that the Kohen Gadol had with family lifnei on Yom Kippur. That's what he said. I'm mamin b'munah shleima, he had that kavana, and when he would eat his kichel, he was machavin the same kavanas that the Kohanim would have when they would eat the karbanas. Same kavanas, same kavanas. An imam in b'munah shleima that he had the same kavanas. He said about himself, I have 400 drachim in bilti lasham levada. Whatever that means. I have 400 ways to serve Hashem bilti lasham levada. We can't even begin to understand. Only that my service to Hashem is only for Hashem's sake. I know how to do that 400 ways. Bilti lasham levada. He said about himself, he said, I learned how to be a masmid from a blacksmith in town, from the blacksmith in town. What happened? He said that I noticed when I would wake up in the morning, I would look out my window when the blacksmith was always up before me. So I said, how could it be that the blacksmith is waking up to do his malacha and that's chashev to him? I'm serving Hashem Yisbaruch and I'm waking up whatever time he was already waking up. And he was up at night going to the shul, you know, as a young kid. He says that the napach, the blacksmith was up before me. I had to wake up before the blacksmith. He said what happened was that the blacksmith saw that this guy was up, so he was waking up earlier also. He said, oh, what's this Jew getting up early? What does he have to do? He has to work? I don't see him working. So he said there was a competition which ensued between me and the blacksmith, so I kept getting up early. So that's how I became such a mess, because of the blacksmith. I wish I had his place in Olam Haba, that blacksmith. So there was a Yid, a Chassid. His name was Ramosha. He wasn't a Chassid yet. He had a son. And before the Yid HaKadosh became Nisgala as a Tzaddik and as a Rebbe, so the Yid HaKadosh would teach. He was a Malamid for this Yid, Ramosha's son. So he had a Machla Beinayim. He couldn't see. He was coming blind. So they said, do you remember the Yid HaKadosh? He's a Rebbe now. He's a Rebbe. So he said, you should go to him. Go to him and get a bracha from him. And he said, do you remember when he came to the Kaddish? Remember you were a malamid for my son? I said, of course. He used to teach him pilpul. I said, yeah, of course. I remember your son. Sure. He said, I came because of my eyes. So he felt like he owed him a taiva. So So he said a shtickle Torah. He told him a pilpul, and then he said to Moshe, Seisha, do you understand? Tashemeya, the heret, you hear what I'm saying? So he said, yeah. He says, I hear the Torah. So then he said the pasuk in Parshas, I think Ba'aloyscha, I don't know. It's Vayishma Moshe. Moshe heard. Vayitav be'ena, and his eyes were good. It was good in his eyes. So he just said those words. Vayishma Moshe, vayitav be'ena. Vayishma Moshe, you heard Moshe. Vayitav be'ena. The Chiddushim said something astonishing. He said there were times where the Yehudi Hakadosh, the Yid Hakadosh, was masig more madrigas than the Choyza from Lublin. Meaning that he was able to eclipse the Dargah of the Rebbe, the Choyza. He says, as soon as he did that, the Yid HaKadosh said, I was mispallel, the Yid HaKadosh said, that my Rebbe should reach those madrigas. And as soon as the Choyza reached those madrigas, the Yid HaKadosh was lower on those madrigas than the Choyza. That's what he said. He would daven for the Choyza, and as soon as the Choyza reached those Dargahs, he became lesser than the Choyza in those madrigas.
Why?
Huh?
Because
the Rebbe, he was higher than him. He's higher than the Talmud. Yeah. So, in the company of the Choyza from Lublin, the Yid HaKadosh didn't take an Aliyah. They said, you have to get an Aliyah. They said, I can't get an Aliyah L'Torah. Why not? Because I know when I say Baruch Hashem B'Sham Avoyrach, that the Yid HaKadosh, the Choyza is going to say Baruch Hashem Baruch L'Avoyr. And I'm afraid that the Dveikis which I'm going to have to hear the Choyza from Lublin say those words, Baruch Hashem Baruch to my Baruch Hu, I'm going to have such a Dveikis that I'm going to expire from my. That's what he said. He didn't take an Aliyah if the Choyza was present. He had a chassid with Peretz, who was known to be a very big tzaddik, one of his very big chassidim. And Reb Peretz was such a chassid, he was such a great chassid, that the Yid HaKadosh would talk a lot about Olam Haba, the Tainug Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Olam Haba. So this Reb Peretz developed such a cheshek, such gagoin for Olam Haba, he couldn't be in this world anymore. He couldn't be in this world anymore because he had such a cheshek for Olam Haba, he couldn't be. So the word of this got to the Yid HaKadosh. So he came to visit him on an Erev Shabbos. And he's on his way to the mikveh. And Reb Peretz was going to die because he had such cheshek from Olam Haba, he couldn't be in this world anymore. So he passed, he said, Peretz, he says, I have a solution for you. Do you want me to fix this for you? So no, Rebbe, I'm already done with this world. I can't take it anymore. I'm ready for the next world. So he went to the mikveh. He said, okay, that's what you want. He went to the mikveh. He came back. And Peretz wants to see you, the Rebbe. So he comes and says, Rebbe, I changed my mind. I want to be here. So sorry, it's too late. So on the way to the mikveh, I could have helped you. But now, post-mikveh, I can't help you. He passed away that afternoon. That Friday afternoon, he passed away. So the Yid HaKadosh, he says, we have to bury him very quickly before Shabbos. I want to make sure that he's in the Gan Eden HaTachtein before Shabbos starts. That he's in the Gan Eden HaTachtein. So they did that. They buried him very quickly. And already, by Kabbalah Shabbos, the Yid HaKadosh says, already Peretz is already in the Gan Eden HaElyon. I mean, he's already moved up from the Gan Eden HaTachtein to the Gan Eden. So they said, the Yid HaKadosh, I asked him, Tzunu, how goes it over there? How's your Olam Haba that you wanted? How is it? He says, everything is just like you said, Rebbe. It's good, it's just as you said, except there's one thing. He says, the Shabbos by you are greater than Olam Haba over here. Shabbos by you are better than Olam Haba over here. He says, we mentioned before that the Yid HaKadosh, that he had an exhausting avodah before davening. He would learn and learn Tehillim. And he says, and he would daven whenever he felt that he hit a certain nekuda, that it was time to daven, he would daven right there. I mean, the Olam didn't know when exactly he would daven, but he was working on a certain Indian every day, and as soon as he hit that button, he would daven, and the whole davening took minutes, like that. So the hachanas was everything, but as soon as he davened, it was lightning speed. So the Talmidim said, I don't know if he davened yechidus, I don't remember. But the Talmidim, that they said, how did we know when the Yid was about to daven? They said, we had a simon. He said that when his hair would stick up on his head and his hat would go up on his head, that's when we knew when he was ready to daven. That's what he said. He had such a pachad and a naira from the Ribbono Shel Olam that his head, you know the expression, like your hair will stand on your head? When it was like that and his hair was standing up and his hat was on top of his head, that was their simon, he was ready to daven. Since once the Yid HaKadosh was giving a shir, and there was a certain Talmud which came late to the shir, and he was trying to sneak in so that the Yid HaKadosh should notice him, but as soon as Yid chapped him, He stood up from his stood up right away from his chair to cover the seat who came in late, and everybody didn't know. So after the shir, so he said, I don't know why the Rebbe stood up, but probably for the following reason. No, this is the Yiddish. The reason why I stood up was for this reason. He said, it wasn't for you I stood up, it was for Abaye that came in with you. So why did Abaye come in? So this he explained, this boy explains, this is what he said. Let me just be very clear about the Maisa. The Yiddish Kaddish, they said, why did you stand up for him? He said, I didn't stand up for him, I stood up for Abaye. Abaye stood up for, not for him. So this Yid explained that he was ready to come to the shir, but then his mother needed him to do something in the house. So he said, you know, I learn on Manas Lassos, so I should really help my mother out, even though I'm going to be late to the shir. So he helped her out, and then he came to the shir. So the Gemara says that Abaye was a Yosei, right? At birth, Abaye didn't have any parents, so he wasn't ever able to be Makan Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So the Yid explained that Abaye, since everybody has to be Makayim Al Tarek Mitzvah, so he makes an Ibra Neshama that if a person is Makayim a very big Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, so Abaye likes to participate so he can have a Chelek Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So since you're Makayim Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, such a big Mitzvah, so Abaye was with you and he came in the room with you, so I stood up to cover Abaye because you were Zeichet to that Ibra Neshama, that attachment is Neshama, because you were Makayim the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. He said a very interesting thing. He said that from the Torah which is learned Shaloi Lishma, from that, he says that Torah goes to the Britons, to the English. I guess at the time they were like a world power. That goes to the Britons. And from there they make all of the technology. Modern day technology comes from Torah which is learned Shaloi Lishma. That's what he said. I once heard from my Rebbe that really Everything in the world should come through Torah. Meaning, we have the koyach through our Torah to be poil anything which we want to be poil. He says, but if we're not zeicha, so then it goes into technology and we're able to do things through technology. But it's not like there's advances of technology in the world. There's advances that Hashem brings into the world through Torah. But if Torah is learned shelo lishma, so then it's neslabesh in science and in technology, and then it becomes a way that people can be koyif and HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of their innovations. So if we would learn Torah Lishma, so then we would be able to be part of Torah Lishma and to show the world that everything comes from Hashem. But because we learn Torah Lishma, Chalila, so that goes to the Umus HaOlam, and from that Torah Lishma, they make advances in technology. So really, all advanced technology comes from the Torah. So that it's the Slavish, unfortunately, in the Umus HaOlam, because of Torah Lishma, Shalom Lishma. Very deep. We'll conclude with this. Avni Nezer. He was once speaking about the Yid HaKadosh, and he said that, like we said before, that he had a very big tshuka to die by Mesiras Nefesh, that through his tefillah he would be able to be a korban. He would every day he was mechavin that he should be Meisir Nefesh, but the children knew that, and they watched him very carefully that. In his davenings and in his avodas, that he shouldn't be Meisir Nefesh Mamish. I think we mentioned before, we spoke about the Blessed Rav Magid. Blessed Rav Magid, his children watched it very carefully because he shouldn't be Meisir Nefesh Mamish. And what happened once that they appointed a Shomer by Shalosh Shudis time, that was the time that he wanted very much to be Meisir Nefesh. And the Shomer, like, he got distracted or he fell asleep and already they walked into the room and he was already in the Dvekis, and that was it. He was Blessed Rav Magid. The same thing happened with the Yid HaKadosh, that he wanted very much, and the children watched, but it happened once that there was nobody in the house, and when he came to the words Ki Lashem Hamlucha Meishal Bagoyim Ba'olu Meishimer Ha'atzion Nishpadus Ha'esav, so they heard that there was a thump on the floor, and they came, and they heard that he was saying his last words Yechida Le'achadach, like we say in Hashanah, right? Yechida Le'achadach. Those are his final words, which from the That's what we say in Hoshanas, right? He was davening shachars. He wanted, he said goodbye. This time he meant it, and that was it. He was davening on Tzukis. He passed away in the Vegas. In fact, the Mor V'Shemesh was a yedid of the Yid HaKadosh, and he was once speaking to another tzaddik. It doesn't say here who it was. It's another sefer I saw, who he had a conversation with. But he said that there's a certain yichud today, on this day, Yud Tes Tishrei, there's a certain yichud, that in Eretz Yisrael, if the tzaddik is mechavid this yichud, then he won't die. But if he's mechavid in the chutz la'aretz, then he'll die. And I'm afraid that the Yid HaKadosh will mechavid that yichud, is what he said. He was mechavid that yichud, and he, even though he knew that, I mean, he saw, if we would run from such a yichud, but he saw that, I could be meisa nefesh, I could be meisa nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he chapped that yichud, and when he said, and when he said Kila Hashem Hamlucha and those last mitchid of Yechadach, so he was a carbon for Kodesh Baruch. That was the Jesus Kodesh.